Good day. It's the best day of the week. Great day to be alive. Great day to get better. I'm KL Frierson, and welcome to another installment of We Are More Than the Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed time for reflection, just a little bit. So I want to reflect back as far as, August 11th, 2020. Mr. Phillips, if you're nasty. Oral, Mr. Move On Up, Mr. Do Right, all those other names. Mr. Yay Yay. Him and I, we sat down and we had an interesting conversation about this list that I have. And I know you're like, okay, Kelvin, we heard about this list before. If you all listen to the episode from August 11th, 2020, you heard about the list then. The fact that it was August 11th, 2020, lets me know that I've been doing this for 3 years now. What? And that is, that's pretty insane. I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. And, it's funny to say that out loud. So this is what happens when you reflect. You start to learn that, you got a lot of time. You got a lot of time on your hands, or at least I did.
Bruh.
Anywho, scratch that. So Mr. Phillips and I, we had a conversation about the list, and the list was pretty lengthy. It's 40 things long. Dang. I wrote it back in 2019. Started in the 2018, finished it up in 2019. I was going to therapy then, and my therapist and I, we sat down and we kind of talked about a few of the ideas, and he kept telling me that, you know, you've got five reoccurring themes. He said, let's kind of dive into those things. Five reoccurring themes, and those things were meaningful and quality time spent, support, effective communication, minimizing petty stuff, and leaving my past in the past. I am and I've always been really big on forgiveness and moving forward. Not that I'm the only one that makes mistakes. We all make mistakes, and trust me, we all make mistakes, but it was one of those things where be slow to be angry and quick for reconciliation has always been one of those things that I've prided myself on. But that's nor here or there. That's not even why I brought you all here today. What I brought you all here for is my sister showed me this podcast. It had David Mann on it. If you all don't know who David Mann is, it's Mr. Brown from Meet the Browns, one of the Tyler Perry shows. He was on this pod, and I can't make this up. About 2 weeks ago, I opened up my list, because I was wondering if the things that I asked for are also the things that I'm doing. And like that kept bugging me. I'm like, nah, I'm not opening this list. I'm good. You know, things have worked out the way they were supposed to. I'm good. And like, it just kept poking me in my side and poking me in my side. And it was, are you doing what's on the list? And I'm like, well, the list wasn't for me, but, you know, and it wasn't a checklist, but it was a growth list. And as I spoke about it on the pod, I was like, you know, this list is not a checkoff. This list is a let's grow into this. So, again, I just kept getting this. It was like a little man with a pair of Timberlands on kicking me in the side. And it was, hey, go back and read your list. So I went back and I read it. Pretty good stuff, y'all. It really is. But there's a lot of things on my list where it was intentional that I wrote what I do for you, or what you do for me, I in turn have to do for you. what you do for me, I have to in turn, you know, I have to also do for you. So back to the pod that I was watching, and shout out to my sister, because she said, hey, check this out. And I was like, yo, all an hour and 20 minutes of it. And she's like, yeah. Now, my sister don't, she will not let something hold her attention for that long, because she's got the attention span of a gnat. But when she told me that she was 48 minutes into it, I said, okay, I'll give it a try.
Wait a minute.
And
wait a minute.
I got to the 48 minute mark, and David Mann goes, I tell every woman how to get a man, because people keep talking about the way he loves his wife. And he goes, you know, I tell every woman, and I tell every man this too. If you want a good woman, or if you want a good man, what you should do is you should write down your list and then become that list.
Message.
And I was like, wow. So let's hear me out again. 2 weeks prior to me listening to this pod, I kept getting poked and prodded by my conscience, saying, go back and look at your list, go back and look at your list. And then the response of, are you doing what it is that you're asking for from your list? And then I go back and do that. And while I'm reading it and getting through it, I'm seeing how I'm writing things intentionally. For instance, let's see here. Let's pull the list up. She has to be a dreamer and a doer. She should show support to my dreams as I support her dreams. She has to have vision outside of what's just in front of her. I need her to be my biggest cheerleader as I'm her biggest cheerleader and advocate. So those were directions that I gave myself based off of what it is that I'm looking for. And a lot of things on this list have those same things. I need her to be XYZ, just as I need to be XYZ for her in order to make this thing work. And I'm looking at it, and I'm doing some self-assessment. And y'all know Thursdays are my reflection days. So while I'm reflecting on this Thursday, which it happened to be a Thursday when I'm watching this, I'm reflecting on this Thursday, finishing my list. And again, that list is 40 things long. I know that 40 is a number that continues to repeat itself in the Bible. I didn't realize that I was going to do the whole 40 things, but when I was given this task by my mom, to write my list, write your vision, make it plain. Pastor, you know, my pastors are my parents, but my parents are pastors. Try saying that real fast. Anywho, when I went on that journey, really asking God what it is that I need from a woman and just kind of breaking those things down, I'm giving myself directives as well. So in understanding that this is a list of growth, there are some things on this list that I'm still growing towards, and I don't mind saying it. So back to those five things: quality time, meaningful time spent. Good on that. Really, really, really good on that. The support, y'all can ask her. We do a really good job of supporting each other. She is solely responsible for a lot of the forward moving of the pod. When she has events that she has to set up for, especially when I know it's just her setting up, I don't even ask no questions. I'm like, and y'all hear me out. There have been times that she's gotten up at 6 a.m. on the weekend just to start putting things in her car. And I just put on my shoes and I'm like, yo, let's go. Because it's something that she's passionate about. It's something that she has vision for. It's something that she's wanting to do. So I go there, even if it's just to provide some aggravation to break up the monotony of what it is that she's doing. That's what I'm going to do. And yes, I can be annoying.
I mean, come on, man.
For anyone who knows me, I could be annoying. My big bro, shout out to the homie Chris, looks at me side eye often because I do say a lot of things that are out of pocket. Sometimes I do it for reaction. Sometimes it's just how I feel inside. Effective communication. Hold up. We working. We working. That's all I can say. We are definitely working. And minimizing petty. I can say that I'm petty. You can call me petty wop. But my pettiness is normally bred out of, she's not going to agree with it, is normally bred out of taking a jab at me. You can't take a jab at me and then me not throw the right hook. And when I hit, I normally hit really hard. So I've got to work on that. But it was refreshing going back looking at those things that I was asking for. Even when I was dating and had this list of things that I was asking for, the biggest mistake that I made, and I will caution you all who have lists, don't let people that you're interested in or that's interested in you read your list. Let that list be for you and God, you and someone who knows how to pray for what it is that you want. You with someone who really understands your needs, your goals, your values as it pertains to it. Because I can honestly say, you have folks that will read your list, and in reading your list, they try to map out exactly what they think you're looking for based on the list, and they try to treat it as a checkoff. And that's really discouraging. And if you're in tune with your list, then you'll understand that it's a bunch of BS that you would have to sift through in order to see that someone is just faking the funk, unfortunately. And that sucks, because it seems like someone is just going to play the game the way the game goes. But it was, it's relieving to know that a lot of these things that I've asked for, of the 40, a lot of these things that I've asked for, I have also been providing. A lot of these things that I asked for, thank God, I've received. And a lot of these things that I've asked for, and understanding that it was a growth list, we're growing into that. So that was just my update, my report on how things have been going. I don't know what it was. Well, I do. It's a God thing. Usually that's what it is. And it's, all right, now you're at a point where you need to assess to make sure that you are becoming your list. And I am becoming my list. I am being my list. Of the 40 things, y'all got to ask her. Out of the 40, I feel like I'm at 80%. Hold up. Damn, Kelvin, that's not really high percent. 80 is a B in college. You can get a degree with a B. Like I said, there are things I'm working on. Like, again, I'm petty. I'm not the best at communicating all the time. And I'm not the softest person when it comes to communicating. Sometimes I'm too direct, and I have to learn the errors of my ways. And that's what it is that I'm doing. That's what I'm kind of zeroed in on doing, is learning those errors and just trying to figure out how to move past those things. Oh, and the whole reconciliation thing, I'm just reading a list. Number 5, if I mess up, no matter how great or small, she's ready for reconciliation and forward movement. No dwelling too much on the past. If she messes up, I'll provide the exact same. Learn and move forward. Believe it or not, I am really big on forgiveness and reconciliation, but that is something that I have to actively work on. not just with my wife, but also with how I deal with people. How I deal with people. 25 is one of my favorites because even though I do have this platform and I do a lot of talking about what has happened, where things have come from, she carries herself within our business is our business attitude. That's really big for me. I don't care about social media validation. So it's just a real big thing for me. But that's nor here or there. I could definitely go down this list again. I will encourage you all to go back to the August 11th, 2020 conversation that I had with Mr. Phillips, Mr. Yay. It was a pretty good conversation. I keep encouraging him to try to create this list, and he tells me that he has. I believe him, but I don't.
Damn.
That's something I got to work on. I believe that he has, but I don't. And he'll hear this, and he'll call me out. Like, damn, dog, you don't believe me? I do, but I don't.
Bruh.
I think you got a list, but it's only in your head. And if y'all ever met OJ, that boy got the head the size of a pit bull. Anywho, that's nor here or there. That is nor here or there because he is not here to defend himself. But that's all I got for you all right now. I appreciate you all listening to me ramble on about some things that have crossed my path recently. And it's been good. It's definitely things that I would recommend everyone do. Write your list. And, you know, if you are writing your list, become that list. Because it's robbery for you to ask for things that you aren't actively doing yourself. Opportunity and inspiration will find you, but it has to find you working.
Message.
So this has been another episode, another installment of We Are More Than the Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out.
I bet you, you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
Keep talking, I'ma give you some. Just keep running and running and running.
Today is the best day of the week. Man, don't start with the same song. Well, okay, thank you for being patient. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but I needed a little heat and time to give you greatness. Uh-huh. Come on, let's get it shaking.
Come on.
They say I think that I'm never wrong. Maybe
say
they right.
Say.
They say that they want to shine. I need to dim
say
my light. They say, forget what they time out. You know who they talking to. Playing with me and go find you something safe to do. Candyman told me to tell you, keep my name out your mouth, and you gon' have to watch for the hook.
Look at him shook.
You may not like it, but you gon' love it. Mama told me I'm handsome. Give me a moment. It's about to get ugly, I bet you
you don't want none.
Look out.
You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
You keep talking, I'ma give you some.
Ooh.
Just keep running and running and running and running. I bet you you don't want none.
Cause I'm three-piece suited up wearing Stacey Adams. Ooh. That you won't get cut or stumped out by a pair of Allen Edmonds. Keep thinking you're gangster, I'll send some gangsters to really test you. See me no tough guy,
nah.
See me no tough talk,
nah.
But me the man, so I show you better than I can talk it. Walk it like I stepped in the building, then told him I own it. A little arrogant,
probably.
Would you be mad at me?
Obviously.
Come on, stand next to me, but you can't stand next to me, I'm like that. I built the city from like jungles they plant me at. I tried to tell you that I'm a product of my environment. They treat me like an animal,
yeah.
Welcome to the
I bet you don't want